what sort of a thing is that? Now, I'm very glad to announce the return of my friend Nevin. Nevin, firstly, thank you for coming in, for taking time out of your busy schedule, because it's your birthday week.
I know. Thank you very much. I know.
To cue the band.
Not a day over 21.
I should have made you a cake.
Would it be edible?
Was it a big birthday?
Yeah, 40. 40, myself and my twin David. So I better wish him happy birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
40?
We had a great time.
Good, congratulations. Yeah,
thank you very much.
It's crept up on you.
Yeah, it certainly has.
Because when we met you on Open House, you hadn't started to shave. So it's been quite a journey.
I have pictures of the three of us.
I'll tell Mary you, Kennedy hadn't started to shave either. That was just myself.
I'll tell you.
Isn't that amazing?
Great memories.
Great memories indeed. Yeah, but happy birthday, my friend.
We know each other a long time when you think about that, don't we?
We certainly
do. That's good.
I give you a razor now. Anyway, look, happy birthday. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And now that you know you have the joy of Imelda and the babies, it's fantastic.
Ah, it is magical.
And your family now is around you as you head into old age.
I know. Mm. I'm having a party in Black Lion tomorrow night.
You're not, are you? Yeah. Oh, that's excellent.
Myself and David and the family.
Oh,
so yeah, be good fun.
That'll be great. And will most of or all of the family be?
Oh,
able
the
to,
better be.
The better.
Absolutely.
Well,
the more the merrier.
So we have a treat too.
That's what it's all about.
So have we party food or what? Or not
well,
today?
Coming up to Christmas, I said okay. So we're in the countdown. The next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking lots of Christmassy, and I came up with this week and next week we're going to be talking about Christmas starters. We're not going to talk about chicken liver pate with onion jam. This is a great one to have if you have friends or family or maybe people calling by surprise or on chance, we call it. So this can be made in the fridge. You can put it onto a nice toasted bit of bread, cracker, brown bread. And this is a recipe that it's actually one of the first recipes probably I learned to make. My mother taught me how to make this. And I have great memories of her cooking the onion and garlic in the pan and my oldest brother, Kenneth, coming in and saying, what's that awful smell? He used to like garlic, but now he adores it. It's amazing the way people's taste buds change.
That's right, you mature.
Yeah, mature,
you
exactly. Like a good cheese and a good wine.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
That's right, but you do mature. And suddenly take on board these other flavours.
Exactly. So this is a very simple recipe.
Okay.
You can make it ahead, you can freeze it if you want to, and it keeps really well for about up to 4 to 5 days in your fridge. So you can make it come up to Christmas and, you know, it's just delicious, you know. Actually, your listeners could also use it coming up to New Year's Eve.
Oh.
You know, I know we're a bit away yet, but I'm just trying to sow the seeds so that they can be well prepared and they can enjoy it. So we have two recipes. We have an onion jam. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Right.
But the first thing is talking about the liver pate.
Right.
So I'm using chicken livers, and what I usually do is soak them in cold milk overnight. That removes any impurities. And probably people are going to be asking, where can we get livers? You can get them in most supermarkets frozen. Good craft butchers will have them fresh. I've seen them. Just look around or pre-order them. Yeah, so soak them in milk.
Soak them in milk. How much milk?
Oh, just cover them. Really, maybe about a quarter of a pint of milk.
Okay.
So just get your chicken livers, trim them up. Your butcher will do that, and then put them in a little Pyrex dish. Cover them in milk. Then drain off the milk.
Fantastic.
You say goodbye to that. That'll remove any impurities. So what we do then, first of all, is cook off some onion and garlic and some chopped thyme in a pan. A little bit of oil, a little bit of butter. So you sweat it off, soften it, get the aromatics nice and lovely and soft and sweaty and great flavour. So you get that off. You don't need to go for colour. Then you put that into the blender. This is quite an easy pate now, to be truthful with you. Your livers go into the pate with the cold onion when they've cooled off into your food processor.
Mm.
And then into that, Marty, in the recipe, I have a tablespoon of port and Madeira. Now, port is fabulous in it. Madeira is extra special. You know, it's a fortified wine, so definitely port. So you can put 2 or 3 tablespoons if you want of that. 4 eggs, 1 tablespoon of just regular cream. And what you do is you blend the whole lot. So you blend it into, and it's a really runny. You look at it and say, God, that looks kind of scary.
Well, I love a soft pate, so.
Yeah, well, this is it. That's a very good point.
This is what you're at.
And
now.
This is exactly.
As opposed to, it's a country cook.
Yeah, like a rustic. That's a very good point. Whereas you're not cooking the livers in the pan, you're cooking them in a bain-marie. That's a very good point, actually. Well, geez, come on a
it's not
way.
Like me to make a good point, but
I'm very impressed.
I just threw that one in.
And what cookbook you're reading at the minute, but I'm very impressed.
You'll find we both know what one I'm reading at the moment.
So, Marty, what we do, okay, to make a really smooth, soft patty, which you love and I enjoy, pass it through a sieve. When you blend it for about maybe 2 to 3 minutes, and you're just blending all the onions and everything.
Iron out the rough spots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Pass it through and then just dump whatever's in the sieve. There'll be very little, it'll be nice and smooth. And then what you do is put that into a loaf tin. Now, a loaf tin, a brown red loaf tin, brush it with oil, line it with some cling film, pour your runny mixture, and it looks so runny you think, God, this isn't going to turn out. It is. Then you sit that tin, you cover it in tin foil, and you sit it in what we call a bain-marie. So, what that is a large tray of water, boiling water, put it into the oven, and you literally bake that off, Marty. And I've given the oven temperature of 160 here. Okay, and that will take anything, depending on the thickness of your patty, but that'll take probably about 45 minutes to an hour just to set.
That's all?
Yeah, that's honestly. And what you do then is let it cool down in that liquor. So the water, the poaching water never touches the patty. It protects it because it will curdle, and that's how you get a lovely, smooth, soft patty. You're cooking the livers, you're cooking all the mixture together, and it's just delicious. Now, so how do we preserve it? So take it out, let it go cold, melt about 2 tablespoons of butter, pour that over your dish. And just in case I forget to mention, you can do these in lovely individual ones, like a little ramekin. So say you were doing a dinner party over the Christmas season.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve or whatever like that. Get small little ramekins, pour your raw chicken liver in and bake them individually in the pan.
It's a lovely idea.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is nice, and it just shows, instead of cutting it, it's not going to taste any different, but it just looks really well.
Yes,
for presentation.
Yeah, yeah.
So you pour on your melted butter, and that protects it from oxidising, which means that it loses a little bit of colour. So that's why it keeps for 3 or 4 days. Now, with your pate, when you serve it, bring it to room temperature, cut it, toasted bread, and then I'm just going to quickly, if we have time, just to go through a red onion jam or a marmalade. Okay, it's so delicious. So we have 2 red onions which are thinly sliced. You cook them off in a pan with some light brown sugar, red wine, and some balsamic vinegar and soya sauce.
Right.
So it's a light soya sauce that I'm using, or you can use the dark. The dark one will give a lovely rich colour, so it will. Cook that all together. That takes from start to finish 20 minutes. And especially coming up to Christmas, this is a lovely homemade gift to give to your friends, families, neighbours, whatever.
Tis lovely.
And you put it in a little kiln or jar and away you go. And the lovely sweet sour of the onions with the liver pate, a little bit of salad, crusty bread, it's just a fantastic.
It's gorgeous, I love it. Oh,
it's
I love
so
it.
Tasty.
It's just, and you know, it's a sharing thing too. It's lovely to just sit at the table with the bread and just share it.
And it's a cold start, you can have it pre-done so that you can concentrate on your main course instead of maybe doing a full, maybe a selection of starters. You can do these in little toasted bites.
Lifespan of this, what do you think?
About 4 to 5 days.
4 to 5 days.
Yeah,
okay.
About that.
Okay, so it's chicken liver pate with onion jam, and that's available, as you know. You don't have to write them down here because we're be above and beyond.
You look after them.
Absolutely. It's RT Lyric FM, RT in the Morning, and you'll find Nevin's recipes in there. And of course, there is the best-selling book, which is out now, which is Ireland's Ireland's. Is it going well, by the
it's
way?
It's going fantastic. Yeah, it really is. I'm very happy with it. Great feedback.
I'm not surprised.
Thank you. And I'm glad you're using it.
Well, absolutely. And have you got a copy yourself? I can give it to you for your birthday. I can sign the book for your birthday.
Try the boot full.
Is that what you do in a cabin?
I know.
Stop it off.
Somebody, I'll tell you. Don't miss a trick.
But do you remember the name of the book?
Of course I do.
What's it called?
The Nation's Favourite.
Well done.
Good.
Thank you, Nevin.
See you next week, Marty. Thank you.
God bless you.